Do you guys ever, I asked Rich this before you guys got here, do you ever like one of your kids more than the other?
Yeah.
Damn.
See how easy that answer was?
Everybody, I hate when people say they don't.
No, I said at times I did.
No,
at times.
Forever. It you got a favorite.
Forever.
Everybody got a favorite. They just tell you to fucking lie. And I told my kid, look, I love all you niggas, but Junebug is the shit.
Junebug. I wish I could talk like that.
Mother, mother, how's the family? I'm just calling to say hello. How's the weather? How's my father? Am I lonely? Heavens, no. Mother, mother. Perfect, never better. Distance making the heart grow blind. When you send me off to see the world, were you scared that I might get hurt? Would I try a little tobacco? Would I keep on hiking? I'm starving, I'm bleeding to death. Everything's mine.
Hello everybody, welcome to Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank, episode 440 something. I don't fucking know. Unfortunately, I have some bad news to report to you. Cancel culture in this country is still quite alive and well. That's right. And one of the leaders of this issue, one of the leaders in this problem of taking away comedians from us, is the city of Orlando, Florida, who has struck yet again. Not fresh off the disaster from taking one of our finest and most well-known voices in stand-up comedy, Mr. Joseph Hogan. And now they've taken the greatest troll in the history of the performing arts. Me, Ari Shaffir. That's right, you guys. The shows in Tampa, Florida are canceled because I got the fucking bat flu. Who knows where I got it? Well, no, I do. It's Florida. It's Orlando, Florida. It might have been from Universal Studio, where I went to the Harry Potter world. Two parks. Yeah, I got the two-park ride. I also got the Fast Pass, which I used two times total. Not worth it. I got COVID. But don't worry about it. I'm getting treated. I feel totally fine. I talked to Joe Rogan, who's given me some great advice on how to treat my illness. He said, Ari, I want you to take a minute and watch the movie Cool Runnings. It really holds up. And I watched it, and Joe was right. It really did hold up, and it made me feel better. John Candy's one of his finest performances. Underrated performance by John Candy in that. So I took that. Then I masturbated profusely 7 or 8 times in a row until literally nothing came out of my penis. And that made me feel far worse. And then boredom set in, which is something the CDC will not tell you about. The boredom of staying in a home with nothing to do. So I was like, how am I going to combat this boredom? I started taking a pencil and shoving it into the head of my cock just to feel something. Remember Monsters Ball when that one chick, Kamala Harris, fucked that old dude, Joe Biden, and was like, I just want to feel something. Well, it felt a lot like that, and I did feel something. I felt pain, and that let me know that my sense of pain had not gone away. Is that a side effect of COVID? Guys, I haven't done a lot of research on this disease, but do you know? Did you know that you can get COVID from being out? And did you know that you could transfer it to other people? I can't do my shows in Tampa now because you can transfer it? Anyway, so it's going to cost me a lot of money. Don't feel great about that, but Tampa, I'm sorry, shows are canceled. But that just means the shows in Oklahoma City, December 2nd through the 4th, now with more Adrian Appalucci, are going to be better than ever. Boston at the Wilbur, December 9th. And then I think I'm gonna take off. I think I'm gonna leave the country and fucking find a place to go. Right between Boston and San Antonio. San Antonio is like the weekend, 17th, 18th, something like that. All tickets are at arishafir.com. Next year in January, I got Cleveland. Phoenix is on sale now. In February, I got Denver. Something to be announced later. And then that's it. Oh, and March. I think the ski trip show is sold out with me, Norman, Renazisi, and O'Neill. We added a second show, but I think it's sold out. That's the last show. If it's not, you should get tickets right now. Guys. Oh, so here's the episode. Oh, I should do a quick word from our sponsor. Do I look bad? I mean, I have full-blown COVID. Wait, here's the effects. No, it passed. No, wait, here's the effects. That passed again. It might come later. So I did a show at Skankfest South, one of the greatest comedy festivals in the history of the world. Not a single manager, not a single agent, just fun stand-up comedy. Anybody who was there was like, you were blessed to be there. Also, how the fuck did I not get COVID from fucking Skankfest? I know how, because everybody already had it. I think I was the only one at Skankfest who hadn't already had it. Anyway, didn't get it. Got tested on Tuesday when I got back. The two tests, the fast and the fucking and the slow. It's where they make you shit on a log and then watch it and smell the shit for a while. Is that the right test? I might have gotten the wrong test. They say put your nose right up against the shit and really sniff it in, like huff it, you know. Anyway, didn't get it from Skankfest, and then went to fucking Florida, got it instantly. Ugh, I was going to hang out with Simone. The only reason I got tested, literally the only reason I got tested, was Simone was taking me to go see, you know, to stay with him in Florida. He moved here. I was going to see his parents. I'm like, let me just get a COVID test just to be sure. And he's like, you have any effects? I'm like, nah, but sniffles maybe. Let me be sure. All right, I'll make me feel better. Positive at CVS. It was fun to see it too because you get a, where's that test? It's over there. It's like a line, like a pregnancy test. But I was kind of hope with no side effects. I was like, maybe it'll be positive and I can just get out of the way. Sorry, Tampa, but I was rooting for it to be positive. And then it was. Yeah, the line was a solid. Simone took his, two to a pack, and his, like, the line got washed out instantly. I'm like, oh, I don't know, because he's already had it twice. What was I going to say? Oh. So then we went to the hospital, to the doctor, whatever, MedExpress, and they're like, yeah, for sure you got COVID. So I'm stuck in this crazy guy's art house. I shouldn't say crazy guy. I said guy's crazy art house. Yeah, there's art everywhere. I fucking love it. I'm going to do a shitload of Patreons while I'm here because I got nothing to do in central fucking Florida. I'm glad I'm stuck here where it's warm and not New York where it's cold in a fucking shitty small apartment. If any old people want to come over and make out so I can infect you chickenpox style, I'm happy to do it. The good thing about an old woman's pussy is that the flabby lips give you a sense of, they surround your cheeks and your nose and give you a sense of warmth and belonging that generally is reserved for when they can make you fresh cookies. Eating out an 83-year-old's, a geriatric's pussy is a lot like eating those cookies. And why not give them what they want, which is having a sense of belonging and warmth given to you from them. So any older person in Central Florida that wants to come, make out, listen, I'm not going to kiss you, that's disgusting, but I will stick my tongue into your pussy. We'll see about eating ass. Like, we'll see. I'm open to it. Anyway, you guys, So I'm just going to do a shitload of patrons. Why don't you sign up? Patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. Why don't you subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts or on YouTube? If we get to 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, which we're almost at, fucking have to give Marissa and Kyla a raise, which I don't want to do. So definitely don't hit subscribe. Don't definitely hit that subscribe button. It's going to cost me a lot of money. I'm already out a bunch of cash for this fucking Tampa gigs. Orlando was great, though. Fucking fun crowds. So on today's episode, oh, did I do a quick word from our sponsor? Our sponsor. All right, today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank podcast is 3G. Wait, what? How did they know that I'm going to be the one doing the ad read? Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank is brought to you by 3G. That's what a coincidence. My podcast is called Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. 3G.com, you guys. Oh, I got a fucking report. They sent me some in the mail. I finally took a bunch during a flight, and it was really good. You ever get those yawns? You ever take a flight, take an edible, and then like feel like, okay, so, and then you get a yawn like halfway through, and then you start fucking flying. Yeah, it gave me that. 3G is Delta 8. It's like different than THC, but it is also THC. It's a federally legal version of THC. If you use promo code SKEPTIC at checkout at 3G, that's number 3CHI.com, you get 5% off your order. It was a nice, solid buzz. It really was. Really good to fly on. They said it might take up, the box said it might take up to 4 hours to kick in, but it did not. That might be for all edibles. I don't really know. Or maybe it's just my experience, you know. But yeah, it was like really good. I'm glad I had it because I didn't have anything else on me. And I show up to the airport. I'm like, ah, fuck. I got this long flight to wherever I was going. Oh, Florida. And then I didn't have any goddamn edibles. So this fucking thank you. The guys from 3G.com, legitimately, forget the sponsorship for a second. Thank you for sending me that shit. That helped my flight from New York to Orlando go a lot smoother. So, guys, 3G.com. Remember, it's not CBD. It's fucking, it'll get you there. So, thank you very much for sponsoring today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank podcast. Now, back to the episode. Thanks, sponsor, 3G. So, listen, Miss Pat, I was at Skankfest. That's what I was going to say. I was at Skankfest and I was doing a live podcast and I was like, oh, I saw Miss Pat there, which I didn't know was going to be there. Miss Pat is my wife. Miss Pat is my fucking, Ace cut it up one time. She's my boo. She's my chick. We have not fucked, but it's just a matter of time. Until that husband passes away of Taco Bell intake and leaves me with a window into that world, I will have to love her from afar. But she is my wife. And I figured let's do a podcast with her while I saw her there. So I asked two other people. I asked Bobby Kelly. I was like, do you want to come do a podcast? And he goes, yeah, sure, live podcast. Just a quick note, it's with Miss Pat, so pretty much your job is to be there letting Miss Pat, go fucking wild because that's what she does. She takes over podcasts. Rich Voss came in too. Me, Rich Voss, Bobby Kelly, Miss Pat, and Bob Saget, who loves Miss Pat. We both went to her house. We both went to her house before, me and Bobby Sag. Bobby Sags. So it was a fucking wild all-star cast. It was fun. We had a blast. Miss Pat took over as expected and as desired. Everybody reach out to our guests. Let them know. Miss Pat especially, but definitely Bobby Kelly, Rich Voss, and Bob Saget. Listen to their podcast, You Know What Dude, for Robert Kelly. The Pat Down with Miss Pat. Bob Saget has a new podcast. And Rich Voss is I Hate My Wife. He does with Bonnie McFarlane. But reach out to them all on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that. Tell them you had a good time. If you did, they'll be more likely to do it again, more likely to tell their friends that they had a great time and they got a lot of response from it and more likely to get great guests like that in the future. So let's start the episode, right? No sense of going long. Oh, God, I'm going to do a lot of Patreons. And by that, I mean like I'm probably not going to. I'm probably just going to fuck off all day online. Any good movies? Any good movies I should watch on Netflix? I got one book, How to Do Nothing. I will. So I'm on chapter one. I'll fucking read that whole thing. I won't. I'll read the end of chapter one, probably. What am I supposed to do? Yeah, I'll just do a bunch of Patreons. Go throw some topics into the general mailbag question for Patreon. Any current events or anything you want me to talk about, and I'll fucking go over those in my own fucking ridiculous, refuse to acknowledge the seriousness of a subject way that Ari Shaffir does. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start the episode. Ari Shaffir Skeptic, episode 440. I think it's 8. I think it's 448, but it might not be, which means two more till Danish and O'Neill. Episode 448, Mother of the Year, with Miss Pat, and then also Robert Kelly, Bob Saget, and Rich Voss, and me, but mostly Miss Pat. Starts now. Just working with the scraps she was given, and mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone, trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Baby, don't you know that love is sweet? And dear mama, baby, there's no one above me sweet. You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish Jake I could
Best,
take it.
Please
back.
Welcome Ari Shaffir.
Oh, what? That's my name. What a crazy coincidence on that chant. You guys had it ready, is my name. How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to the first live Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank in like a fucking long time, in like years. Do you guys like live podcasts? Here's the problem with the podcast, live podcasts. So they're fun, Legion of Skanks, it's perfect. You know, your mom's house would go perfect. It's tough to get a good rape story in front of a comedy audience. So it's not always like geared towards that. Oh, thank you, free phone. So who's listened to my podcast before? Hell yeah. What we do is I cover a topic usually. And so I figure a fun topic today, because you guys are all degenerates who have no connection with your mother or father. You were badly raised. And that's how you got here. That's why you wear all black and a hot day. I'm the same way. I get it. So what I thought I'd do is have a couple of my friends who are parents, and we can ask them like legit questions about what the fuck it's like to be a goddamn leader of a human. So we got two great guests. One is late because she's black, and the other is Jewish and is here. Please welcome Rich Voss to the dais, my esteemed colleague, Rich Voss. Is it?
Saget also wants to come on.
Tell him to. Okay, great. All right. Well. He just got to give me an investment. Bitcoin, he said. Bitcoin is going up.
Yes.
Rich, how you doing?
It's unbelievable. It's such a different audience from every other audience tonight here.
It is a lot of the same thing. Luckily, podcasts, you don't have to waste your 7 minutes of material you'll have.
There you go. Thank you. Well, you compliment me because you know it's 5.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you. Is that club or is that club soda? Or?
It's club. I got you a bottle or a cup.
Yeah, no, it's already been opened. What the fuck? Who opened? Look, it's summer's out.
No, it's not.
What a Jew.
Hold on, let me...
See?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
All right, thank you. What's in here?
That's the same thing. I just didn't know if you wanted a bottle or a cup.
Jesus, right. Rich, this isn't a podcast stuff.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I saw you talking. I didn't want to interrupt your conversation. I was coming in there to ask you a question, and you seemed like you were lost in deep conversation with somebody. So I was like, whatever. So I'm talking about being a parent. So I've always goes, oh, by the way, first time, I figure if this runs dry, we're going to take some audience questions. Just like, does anyone have a child in here?
Yeah.
A few of you.
Yeah.
So if you have any...
Did our parents know?
Abduction. I get it.
It takes time. It's Sunday and they've been on acid for three days.
It's a lot of drugs. It's definitely a lot of drugs, yeah. So if you have any fucking tales of how shitty your kids are, it'd be perfect. Rich, I've met one of your kids.
Which one do you meet? The young one?
The young one, yeah. But you have grown ones, right?
I have one who's 31. She's marrying this black dude, so I heard through the family. I have Ellen, who just today had her baby shower. She's having a baby next month. And then Raina, you know what Raina did to Tim Dillon? You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah, sure.
You know, we all hang out at this club, The Stand, and Bonnie, my wife, we're separated. I'm the only kid, I'm just practicing. So Bonnie would bring Raina. So she was sitting with all the comics. You know, it's like sitting in a prison yard with hanging with comics.
You know, and we all try to get her attention, and she just won't give it to any of us.
So they're leaving the club, and Raina says to Tim Dillon, and Raina was probably 12 at the time, she goes, so long, fatso. So Bonnie gets her in the car and goes, what's wrong? You cannot talk to people that way, my friends, comics. You have to be nice and polite, you know. So the next night, they're all there, and she's leaving, and she goes to Tim Dillon, it was a pleasure sitting with you tonight. I have to go, fatso.
That is way more polite. We carved pumpkins for Halloween a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, she was just there at the table, so they brought them all. And I was like, mine's pretty good. I was pretty happy with it. You know, as a Jew, it's pagan. You know, I'm not allowed. So my first pumpkin I've ever carved. And it fucking looked like a fucking pumpkin. Looked like, you know, one of the jack-o'-lanterns. I was like, what do you think? She goes, it's awful. She hurts you, man.
No. She's really. I called her from. I was doing a couple weeks ago. I called her from the stage. Whatever. So she hangs up and she calls my wife. Goes, what the fuck is wrong with Daddy? He called me from the stage. Does a brain surgeon call their kid during surgery and go, did you clean the litter box? Right. She said that because I called her from work
to see if she.
No. Yeah. To see if she cleaned it. Whatever.
From aunts, you interrupted your show to ask your daughter if she cleaned the litter box?
Well, really? 12 people are going to get upset? Shows, I got to bring my own curtains to shows.
Here's a question I wanted to ask that I wanted to know for real. You have multiple kids.
Yes.
I assume I know the answer. Do you have favorites?
I did when I had just one. You know what? God, they're so different. You know, Raina. I mean, they're all good kissers. But Raina, you know, Raina's my youngest now. The older ones are grown and out of the house. So, you know, no, I not really, no. I mean, Ellen, the pregnant one, you know.
There must be moments where you like some over others.
When my older daughters played high school basketball, it was the... You know, it was great just watching as a parent up there. And I would scream at the ref and they would come and tell me to calm down. I'm like, fuck you. You know, I have a lot of money on this game. But they're all, I should have just said no, but I...
Yeah, you really drew it out.
Yeah, well, it's called painting a picture.
Where's Pat? Oh, whatever. Some black chick who's coming.
Miss Pat?
I would definitely have favorites, in moments at least. Miss Pat, yeah.
Yeah, you do at moment, you know, at different points in their life, you kind of do.
Especially if one did a sport you were more into than another. Like if one was into, like, baseball and another was into fencing.
Yeah.
You'd be like, Mom's going to go to your games.
Yeah. Who the fuck likes baseball?
Do you have any dreams you've lived out through your children? Besides fucking a dude?
No, what am I? Who am I, Norton? No, do I have dreams that they'll do something that I'll prosper from, you're saying? Or
no, that you've always wanted to do, but then, like, you know, you, like, live vicariously through your children?
No, because I could put on women's clothes whenever I want. I don't know that I have not... No, I just... I'm not, like, being corny, but no, I'm just happy that they're fucking, they have good lives, you know? You see, they have good lives. They grew up to be good kids. I was a fucking drug addict, you know? And now my kids, you know, they're just alcoholics. They're not bad. You know, I was smoking crack.
How do you have that drug talk with kids when you're a fucking legit heroin? Meth? What'd you get into?
I made them, I sat him down, and for a week, I shot them both up with heroin.
For real, though, how do you, when they were like, I want to start smoking
weed, I used to tell you,
and you're like, you can't yet. How do they be like, they must be like, you're going to tell me?
I know. Well, yeah, but I used to take my kids when they were young. I used to watch, and I would take them to 12-step meetings because I had, you know, in the day. So they're young, running around. I got kicked out of a fucking meeting because of my kids, the little motherfuckers. So they knew I was sober. So they kind of, I mean, they went through, they drank in college, another place I didn't go to, you know, but they, and plus they had asthma, so they weren't, you know, going to smoke pot, but they, you know, they did what kids do. They drank, but I just took things to another level. So they saw that I was sober and they knew I was a drug addict. So I guess it kind of scared them or something. Maybe. But
do they not do it?
No, they come get on. Hot. What do you, they drink. They don't smoke pot or.
My friend, Jay something, has a daughter and, we're like, do you think she does coke? He was like, no, for sure. She does not just do coke. And I'm like, let me paint a picture for you. Hey, is a birth, Isabirth, do you want some coke? And she'll be like, no, I don't do coke. And then like, Mary, you want some coke? Like, yeah, I'll take some coke. Tom, coke? Yeah, I'll take some. Seth, coke? Yeah, for sure. Isabirth, you sure? She's like, yeah, give me that coke.
Yeah. Well, I'm more scared for my 14-year-old now than I was my older
daughter.
She's
14?
Yeah, she's 14. You know, I mean, I used to hold her down and tickle her, and now, you know, she's got titties.
So she started getting the baby ones?
I can't even tickle her or her friends anymore. They're just a bunch of snobs.
When do you stop looking at her naked? When she gets pubes, right? At
that point, it's like, we're out. You don't stop.
we don't stop. That would be the scariest thing for me. Yes. Remember that Richard Pryor joke about being attracted to all his friends, all his daughter's friends?
Whose joke was it?
Richard Pryor. He's an old comedian. He's not around much. Yeah, he was like, they were so hot, and he was like, please, Lord, give me a sign.
Oh, yeah.
Help me resist this temptation from these fucking 15-year-old. They look so hot. And then one of them came up to me like, Mr. Pryor, is there any way you have some more tang in the freezer? He's like, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much.
My wife came in the other, a couple weeks ago, goes, have you seen Raina's breasts? I go, no, what the fuck is wrong with you? I mean,
breasts? Oh.
Her tits.
How are they? Like, they're getting there, huh?
They're there.
Damn, dude.
She's a little white black girl. She developed quick.
She did. She went from nothing to something, to too much.
Yeah. She was plywood like 2 months ago.
Are you worried about, like, the inevitable?
Well, my other daughter's marrying one.
No, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. I meant guys in general, but all right. Your parents are already dead, right? Who cares anymore?
Well, my dad is alive, 93. No, what's the inevitable? Pregnant?
No, some guy trying to fuck her. Like, how do you prepare for that? How do you tell her, like,
well,
hey.
Well, how do I prepare? I'm not going to be there. I don't know. I'll probably get a sub.
How do you even have that conversation? It's an uncomfortable conversation with anybody.
Well, it's weird because my oldest daughter, when she was in high school, she did it because my ex-wife goes, go to the house, her house. And all of a sudden, I see her and her boyfriend taking a shower together. I know they're not, like, clean freaks. And what do you say? I don't know. I mean, I didn't get laid till I was 18. You know,
really?
It was by accident.
Yeah, but you're not a hot chick.
Oh,
I mean, you're not bad, but you didn't have you didn't have the tattoos back then. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah. I was kind of fucked up. I don't know. I leave that shit for my wife to deal with.
You're,
I can't
here's
deal
what
with
I'm
that.
Getting so far from you. You are an absentee father who takes really no role in the raising of their children.
My older daughters, I watched them throughout their life. I had them in the days. My ex-wife had them at nights. My youngest daughter now, I take her and buy her clothes I'll give her money. But... you know, Bonnie's more creative than me, and, you know...
She stays home with him?
Well, Yeah, except for the last 3 months, she's been, you know, on a gig. But
what gig? Look, is she doing something?
She's an executive producer on a Netflix show. I mean, it's not as big as this festival.
That's cool. That's a real fucking Jew move.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's Irish. And she sold it. She sold another show too. So
really?
Yeah, she's on fire, man. I gotta knock her up again so she doesn't leave.
You can stop shopping at thrift stores now. Dude, he fucking, my old place, there was a thrift store right next door to it, and that's all he talked about in the entire podcast was his hat that he got at a good price. Shirt.
The shirt, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah. All right. So tell you what. I want to comment on people's parenting skills and just like what they should do in certain moments. So does anyone have any like, my kid did this thing, how would you have handled it?
But wait, what about the other guy that wanted to come on?
I don't know where the fuck they are. Kyla, where's Pat?
Hey, you know what?
Harrington's on it. Is that you being on it?
Why are you?
You're literally leaning. You're leaning casually. Why is Gas Digital not taking off? That's the fucking director of content. He sleeps on a bed of leaves.
Go. He's on
just
it.
Just lean in. Oh, I'm on it.
Okay.
Can you at least fucking scurry? Go
to the green room. There's a comic that wants to come on in the green room. Yeah. Huh? He said he did. See if he wants to. He's back there with Rebecca. Ask him if he wants. Jesus, I got to run your fucking podcast?
Since she was on the way.
Jesus Christ. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me.
Yeah, you're right. You can't rely on certain people. If you had Harrington as your child, what different ways would you beat him? Does anyone have like a My Child Did This story that we can comment on? A question? Okay, Kyla.
The girl over there.
Do your fucking job. Is that mic on? Can we get that mic on so we can go over to her?
Oh, look at this little.
Take it out. You know this.
Yeah, there you go.
Test. Oh, okay.
Pull it out like you're a fetus.
All right.
Oh, look at her.
What's her name?
She's fucking.
My name's Rachel.
She's
hold on
hot.
One second. Miss Pat wants to say why she's late.
I'm
going
to watch my family win. I'm walking up now. I'm at the
You're already getting laughs, Pat.
Don't you hear me breathe, huh? I'm coming.
All right, well, come into the room as soon as you get here. Sagan wants to say hi to you, too, but coming for... Oh, she hung up on me. Great. She was out of minutes. All right, ma'am. Is your mother?
I am a mom of a three-year-old.
You have a three-year-old?
Yeah.
Let me guess if you are... Let's both guess. Married to the man or not married to the man?
No, he's in jail.
Yeah. I'm going to say not married to the man.
I'm not married. He's like super pissed that I'm here and he's not here.
Why didn't he come? I'm going to be fucking a lot of dudes and I don't want you there.
You're very hot. You ever been to a Hampton Inn?
You have a three-year-old?
I do.
Are you still with him, the guy?
No.
Oh. Then why is he mad? It's none of his business where the fuck you go.
Well, so I got into comedy when we were together. So he's like, oh, that was my thing. And so he's all like being shitty because...
That is a fun thing when your ex exposes you while you're together to something. And then when you break up, you're like, can I still watch South Park?
Right.
It's a popular show.
Oh, there's Miss Pat.
Miss Pat, everybody!
Give me a little Jew luck.
Yeah. That's a great shirt.
Thanks. You like that?
Yeah.
Free Louis.
Hold on 1 second. Is he in jail?
Yeah, he's in jail.
Oh, great. Wait, let me catch you up. We're talking about parenting. We're going to take a what would you do parenting question from this young woman who got divorced from her husband or never got married
to her
husband.
Yeah, we were never married.
You have a baby?
Yeah.
Three-year-old.
You look good.
Yeah, she does look good. She recovered.
Look at her.
In just 3 short years, you recovered.
Yeah. How's your credit?
My credit? I have a great credit score. I'm excellent. I'm like 7 something.
Did you get hemorrhoids when you had a baby?
Yeah.
Me too.
Damn. That is a detail of parenthood no one tells you. Is that a regular thing?
Dude, I'll tell you, people don't know this. And you guys better get your shit. I want a baby. You better have a fucking good gag reflex. Because they get hemorrhoids, little nuggets, because they push.
Nuggets.
And most women shit.
Yes.
She shit her pants?
What? I shit and
yeah,
piss.
She shit. They shit
what?
When they give birth.
What's up, baby?
Awesome as Pat, everybody.
I wasn't going to come up. You're in my wheelhouse.
You were in a family. You had the full house thing. Did she shit her pants?
No, people on the show never did. The woman that played my mother did, but then she passed away.
It wasn't HD.
That was Doris Roberts. She was also Ray Romano's mother, and then she shit her pants, so they had to let her go. But she's not alive, so a moment of silence for Doris Roberts. You were mentioning hemorrhoids, and I went, I don't want to interrupt this, but that's kind of my cue.
Do you have them? I have them.
I have them. Them from lifting is what what you get them from.
Shitting excessively for years.
Can I just, I'm going to tell you, he was at my house one day, slept over. He was... She's what's up, baby? She's late.
I'm supposed to be, bitch. I'm black. Yeah.
Is there? Did you just get to be as late as you want because you're black, or is there some sort of limit?
No, you know I'm never fucking late, but my Falcons beat them fucking Saints, so fuck y'all. So I was getting out of the shower, ironing my underwear because I ran out of drawers because I've been on the road too long. And
they have stores.
Instead of cleaning them, you're just ironing them?
No, I washed the seat out.
Are you burning the stink out of them?
No, I'm washing the stink out of it. And it was really wet, since you want to know.
You couldn't find.
We were talking about hemorrhoids before you came here.
Huh?
We were talking about hemorrhoids because Ari's had them from, he said, shitting too much.
You got hemorrhoids?
Since 11th grade.
Oh.
You never had nobody stick their finger up your ass and put it back?
Yeah. He was at my house, and he was in the bathroom for so long, and I opened the door. I go, you all right? He just had a bloody... a bloody toilet paper, and he just kept wiping. It looked like he sliced his asshole with a knife.
Did you go to the doctor? Did you get...
Camping for 2 days.
Wait a minute.
They can't do anything. They did
the
rubber band thing.
The problem is that you're trying to force it out because you're so hyper that you don't have time to just let it drop. Ms. Pat, where do you fall on this?
Not on his ass. Should you just go get one of them things when they check men's for... their asshole broke out, what it's called?
A finger?
Prostate?
It's called a proctologist.
Excuse me for the big words.
Yes.
Yeah. You get a proctologist, that'll push you back up in there.
I did.
No, the proctologist.
With
the
my
doctor.
Situation, it's like bring a horse and carriage to a mechanic.
Yeah. I like mine because it makes my shit like ribbon candy.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Hemorrhoids.
Y'all sound like y'all got a bunch of prolapse pussies up here. Yeah.
Mine are like ticklers for my boyfriend.
I had a hemorrhoid that actually broke off, and then I raised it as my own.
I actually tied it off with dental floss until it died, and I gave it to my wife as earrings.
You know, that's how you can get a bigger dick, too. Put dental floss on your dick, tie it onto the door, and slam the door a couple times a day.
Like a tooth?
Does that pull when your teeth come out?
They say that's how black men get big dicks. If y'all want any pointers.
It doesn't work. I tried it.
I wish you'd have told me this like 20 years ago.
Yeah. It's late now. By the way, when she
I know
came
what
in,
I'm
said,
doing as soon as this show's over.
Where's the broad with the question about the babies?
Oh, yeah.
They're called broads.
She left to have another
broad?
Baby.
What she got?
She's got a question about parenting.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
You got any kids? So
she got what, a three-year-old?
I have a three-year-old.
It's probably about being a good parent, right?
What, the
you
question?
You can fuck them up.
Just go ahead.
My kid is fucked up. That's what this is about. So
really?
How old?
She's three, but...
Oh, and you're here at Skankfest. I wonder why. You fucking selfish asshole.
Why?
Fucking poor grandmother.
Yeah.
When are you going to be back? I don't know. My hemorrhoids are acting up.
She didn't like the tattoo you got her?
What's the right age for the first tattoo?
Okay, what's the parenting question? They're
okay,
fucking with you.
So she's three now, but I think this happened when she was like two. She's very, you know, she's learning and she's curious about private parts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very honest with her because I want her to know, like, you know, the names of stuff. So that way if anything ever happens, she can... Yeah, so...
Do you say this is your pussy?
Yeah.
Yes. No. Yes,
you
I
said
did.
Pussy, you did yes. not say vagina?
I've said, she knows she knows both words.
Yes, or moneymaker.
My daughter's you. My daughter.
What do you call
did
it?
Did you say moneymaker?
Moneymaker. Yeah. Money Don't she say, say that to a kid. You're going to jail.
Does she say, why does yours look so blown out?
How the fuck you know? She just stood up. Is that pussy lip dragging the ground?
Yeah.
My daughter used to actually call, we said vagina, and she thought it was pajamas. So for years, she called her vagina pajamas, and we realized it was because at night she would stuff her pajamas into her vagina.
I did that.
So what's the problem then? What's going on?
So, I mean, like, I just hang out naked in my apartment.
Can I come over?
What the fuck?
With your kid?
Tone has changed toward her.
Damn, lady.
And you wonder why she got questions, ma'am?
Yeah.
So, all you show the baby is pussy and small titties.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goddamn right she got questions.
There's actually a food truck out there. That's what it's called. Pussy and small titties.
Smells just like her pussy.
And shawarma.
Yeah, the question was like, Mommy, why couldn't I get a wheel pant?
So what is she asking you? Why is your pussy shaves all the time?
Why do we live in...
It's not even necessarily a question. She just came up to me and...
Put a hand in it.
She
so distinct.
She put her finger like not completely up in, but she.
I'm gonna throw up. What the fuck are you saying? I don't want to be part of. Yeah, you got finger fucked by a 3-year old? Because I'm getting aroused and I don't like it. This is not my fault.
I don't even think that's not really possible. It would be the. It'd be the
did she
whole
tell
arm.
You what it tastes like?
Yeah.
No. Look.
Thank God.
I
put every fucking thing in their mouth. So don't awe me. You awe her for being naked in front of her fucking kid.
Yeah.
Could you not make that face? This person's face
go
right
sit
here.
In the back with your back row face. This is Skank Fest, not Moon Tower. Beat it.
This is. This day is Cancel Fest, is what this is.
Yes, well, exactly.
Listen,
so she, what did she
did
say?
Did she fall into it or did she go up and.
No, she fell. She just, like I said, she's learning and she's curious.
No,
and
she's
just
not.
Went up
no.
to me and like,
sex, kids, buy she her blasted
some,
you?
First of all, why don't you just buy her some toys?
Yeah, how about you buy yourself some buy yourself some underwear? How's that?
You can get a discount code at adamandeve.com.
You're not supposed to be naked.
How old are you?
My mom did the same thing.
America. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25.
You had a kid at 22?
That's why she's walking around naked. Because if there was old pussy, it'll be leaking. And the baby's like, Mama, you're bleeding.
Damn it.
Look at it. Look at it.
Why does old pussy leak? Why comes out?
Bob, was that, was that really worth
Bobby
ruining
was feeding
your phone?
Again.
Milk gonna
go
come
ahead.
Out the bitch. Why did you dump this shit on me?
Because I was gonna throw up because I pictured your pussy leaking green shit.
You gotta talk to Carrot Top how to do this shit. You ruined your phone for a pussy dripping bit. Didn't make any sense.
Dude, you thought that bit was gonna go so good before you realized how much water came out.
Now this looks like what came out of her pussy.
No,
that's clear.
My leaks are warm.
You what?
Would I leak out be warm?
Miss Pat, your first kid was at 14.
Yeah.
How fast did your pussy recover?
She had fucking day? 50 years to recover.
I was back at school the next day.
You're back at school. Damn. Yeah.
All right, listen, it's okay.
Other way, out.
You're fine. You're fine.
So get it more by the electrical wires. That's smart.
It's good.
So what advice do you want?
I'm just asking, how do you parent that when your kid just
Well, I would suggest stop duct taping her hand there once you've got it there.
Good answer. Good answer.
It's not a human centipede.
Yeah, and stop putting it on TikTok for life. Likes.
Yeah.
Ma'am, just put on some fucking clothes.
Yeah.
Why all is that those, the last answer you go with?
Yeah, you shouldn't be naked.
All really? Your answers are on vossroast.com on YouTube.
He's plugging something from 5 years ago.
My actual parenting answer would be, because I've cared about children only on television, but No, but I have kids, and my answer would be you sit down and have a real conversation with her as young as she can possibly be and say, I'm going to do my part, which means I'm going to cover these parts. And just keeping her out of that boundary, because when she's 15 wanting to do it, you got the aristocrats. You don't want that. Yeah. You love her. If you just tell her you love her. You love her, you drive her, you give her a cell phone, tell her if she turns it off, she can't go out again. Ms. Pat knows how to parent better than anybody.
But I want to know why don't your vagina get cold when you're walking around naked?
No.
My shit get cold.
I just want to know why Bob Saget turned to a low budget Dr. Phil. What the fuck?
She came up to talk about her daughter fingering her pussy, and
I was getting hard.
I didn't just want to.
Can I ask you a question?
Excuse me. Stop lying, boss. You know you was not getting hard.
Oh.
You stop lying, nigga. Stop lying. You wanted to get hard.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Ain't nobody what up did you do? Dick work but Ari's.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What did you do when it happened? What did you do?
I just told her don't do that.
Did you give her a consequence?
After you orgasmed?
Yes.
Did you make her wash her hands?
My real advice was, if she fingered your pussy, would be don't neglect the asshole. Miss Pat, I have a question for you. How often did you beat your kids growing up? I assume the answer was
every day.
Often. Every day.
Every day. I beat the shit out of them every day.
Even if they didn't deserve, like outside Auschwitz, they would just kill eight just to make sure they all.
My first two, I was young, so they got way more whooping than the older two because my husband was there. But yeah, I beat the shit out of them. Yeah.
Did you guys ever hit your kids?
I got so mad at my 4-year-old the other day. I almost broke my hand smashing the door because you can't hit a kid now because they got cell phones.
Oh, yes, you can. That's only white people rules. Everybody I know whoop they fucking kids.
Yeah, because the cops aren't coming to your neighborhood.
There you go.
Well, sound like to me you need to move in my fucking neighborhood.
Yes.
Before your daughter be a school shooter.
What? Eventually your kids can fight back, though. Eventually your kids are stronger than
you. But you got to remember them first two. I'm only 14 years apart. I wish a motherfucker would.
Oh, damn.
I'm not old. I fight your ass.
That's a good point. You still got your youth.
Yeah. You were your kid's age.
Just about.
You guys went to school together?
Well, actually, for a little while until I dropped out, we caught the same school bus.
You tried to juggle books and parenting and drug dealing?
No, books and breastfeeding.
And what?
Breastfeeding.
That'd be awesome to have a 14-year-old breastfeeding in class.
I was breastfeeding, just the first child.
Damn.
How many kids you got, two?
I got four. I got four kids and two ghosts.
What's a ghost? The dead?
Abortion.
Damn, what?
I call the...
two ghosts.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got two ghosts, too.
I got two. I also got two.
I got two. I probably have more, but I paid for two.
Okay. Abortion is an ugly word, so I changed it to ghosts. Everybody like ghostesses.
Pat, did any of your daughters hit you back? I've met. They're strong. They could take you.
No, they can't.
So you just overpower them.
No, I never had I whooped them and, I think the only child that I had the most problem out of was my oldest daughter. It's because she was undercover gay and I had been to prison and she knew I didn't like gay women. And
your boss is getting nervous because you said undercover gay.
I'm gonna need you to fight back, boss. You can't let these two fat people keep fucking with you like
that's
that.
That's all right.
He a Jew. You can't do Jews people like that. And them Jesus people.
We got a nice little Jew, works for us.
Negro.
And then the upper
I don't work for you, motherfucker. I'm a Negro. What are you?
Italian-Irish.
Oh, spaghetti?
I'm a hemorrhoid. I'm a Jew-roid.
A Jew?
Are you Jewish, too?
Yeah, I've been circumcised like 9 times.
Zach is Jewish? I didn't know that.
You are you some circumcised? Calamari?
Of course I'm circumcised.
I thought y'all didn't do the circumcision.
No,
oh, y'all do?
Yeah.
Y'all the people that bite the baby dick skins off the dick.
I've been to one of those. It's fucking gross.
They have bagels
and cream cheese, and then they're cutting a baby dick open on the table. It's nuts.
Why, you didn't like it? It didn't taste well?
I love the cream cheese and bagel. It was great.
aren't you? No, that's those. Are you the people that bite the baby dicks?
We don't bite it. We give it a little. We give it a little like glistening. We just. It's just like this. Like.
That's why black people don't do their religion. You ain't sucking my 2-week-old baby dick.
By the way, when you came in saying my Falcons beating up the Saints, I thought it was gang lingo. Like, who's Falcon and who are the Saints, and is this going to create a turf war?
You don't follow football. That's
I
my
follow football.
Team. Okay.
We got another question about parenting.
No.
Nope. I thought that guy was there.
I did spank one of my kids once. She was 3 years old because she stuck her finger in my vagina. And I was sore because I've been rubbing it all morning. One of the only things I remember from my childhood.
Do you guys ever, I asked Rich this before you guys got here, do you ever like one of your kids more than the other?
Yeah.
Damn.
See how easy that answer was?
I hate when people say they don't.
No, I said at times I did.
No,
at times,
forever.
It
you got a favorite.
Forever.
Everybody got a favorite. They just tell you to fucking lie. And I told my kid, look, I love all you niggas, but Junebug is the shit.
Junebug. I wish I could talk like that. I wish I could be like, I love Maximus, but he's the motherfucker.
You wrote nigga.
I wrote an A. By the way, if anyone can play some acoustic music, if you could just incorporate the line, I love all you niggas, but Junebug is the
Don't
shit.
Don't be saying that shit.
Why is Junebug
Don't
so
you
cool?
say that, Bob. You got to use money in the bank.
I never say that.
I don't say nothing.
I say about my vagina. I keep it all about myself.
You the only Jew that... He came to my house and for dinner.
That was like one of the best experiences of my life.
I've been there too.
It's wild.
Did you go there?
Yeah.
I came in early for a gig, and she said, I'll cancel that Thursday, and I came over. It was so much fun.
Okay, driving towards her place, it's like a gated-ish community. Like near, you're like, this is the wrong address.
This is the wrong everything. I know. It's like we're in Lilliput. It's like, this is where E.T.'s family lives.
What were you expecting? Like a fried chicken place? An original one? Like Bucky's fried chicken, there's only one. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Something like her childhood. I don't know.
No.
Someone hanging out.
Well, you
up
hear
to
about
no
her
good.
Childhood, so you know, because she talks about it so much that. But it was so nice to see just in a suburban place that
she's got a she. Your whole family. I met your whole family.
They're full of love, and they love you. And I don't think any of your. I think you're. A lot of people's favorite in that house. I do think that.
They just wait on me to die, Bob.
When you got to her house, did you sit on her thinking she was the couch?
What the fuck is
what
wrong with you?
What the fuck was that? What was that?
It's okay. It's okay.
Why would you fucking do
what's You know what I did?
Jesus Christ,
I'll tell you, Rich, when I went to her house, Pat, you don't know I did this. I went up to your room, and I got in your bed, and I tried to find the dry spot.
Did you guys
Miss Pat
a, that's a sound bite it Ms. is Pat a sound
has,
bite
Miss Pat has Rich Voss on her front lawn holding a light.
He'll work well in my community.
I played cards with your kids too, and you. I played with your gay daughter. We teamed up and beat your fucking ass, bitch. In hearts or
was
spades?
Oh yeah, he did. Well, this motherfucker told me he couldn't play spades. Lying motherfucker got over there and knew how to play spades.
It's called hustling.
We was gonna do it with Bob Saget, but I didn't tell my family that Bob Saget was coming. I'm just like, look. I got a famous friend, and he's going to knock on the door. And so nobody knew who the fuck he was. Then he knocked on the door like, Bob Saget? And so he was in the living room. They're like, what the fuck is he doing here? I was like, shut up, bitch, your mama made it. My husband went to work next day, and a lot of my husband co-workers followed me. They was like, man, you had Bob Saget over for dinner? How cool is that shit?
What'd they say when you had Ari over? They were like, you had an accountant over for dinner? You made it. You have a Jewish accountant.
Thanks for the steak. I'll do your taxes.
Yeah.
I had a great time. And I don't think you love one of your kids, even though you do, more than the others. I think you love the one that gives you the least shit the most at that time, or the one who needs you the most. I also love them a little bit. I love whichever kid I'm with that doesn't hate me at that moment.
I don't give a fuck. Who hate me? I don't give a fuck. Do your kids say they hate you? I slap the shit out my motherfucking kids.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Me. Yeah.
I said that to my mom once, and she started crying.
She started crying. I pushed her down the stairs.
Damn.
Shit, y'all done knocked your fucking glasses off your face. You weren't going to eat my food and say you hate me, motherfucker.
I said one time my dad was like, and he's old school, like European Israeli, and he was like looking for something in the fridge, and I'm like, he's like, it's right there. I'm like, you're crazy, it's not in there. He goes, you call me crazy again, we're gonna have problems. And I'm like, oh, it wasn't like for real.
That's how you whoop a kid's ass.
Boss, think about it before you say it. You don't have to say everything. There's enough people.
I was going to say, tell us about the time your daddy stuffed you in the Cracker Jack box.
Yes. No, I remember he used to say too much teeth.
Like I said, you don't have to say everything. Wow. He's fucking epic.
I met Bob's kids too. Robert, Bob. He loves me far more than Robert.
You talk about my kid likes you?
Yeah.
All right, here's the problem with my kid. He has no loyalty. This cocksucker comes over for a day, and my kid's walking down the street later that day, and he takes his shirt off. I go, what are you doing? He goes, sun's out, guns out.
Law.
I almost threw him away.
What do you do? Just put him in front of the TV and watch Bert Kreischer all day with him? Is that the issue?
I don't hit my kid or abuse my kid.
It's called discipline, okay? So why did you almost throw it away? Because you couldn't join him with the shirts off?
Neither could you, fatso.
Well, I got titties because I'm a girl. I can't do that shit.
I got titties too.
We know.
So we should do a podcast
useless
called
titties.
Four Titties.
You got useless titties.
My titties are not useless.
Mine was for feeding babies in 82.
Yeah, mine are for babies to hang on to and take a nap on.
You didn't get your titties after you got pregnant? You got your titties after you got pregnant? Were you like pre-tits when you had a kid?
I'm touching my
Why are you astonished at that?
I had these same titties since the third grade.
But didn't you have one of your bits and wasn't one of your nipples shot off?
But that was so after you I was done with breastfeeding.
Oh, okay. So then you can only feed one kid.
Boy, you done lost your motherfucking mind. Well, who you think I am? That chick with the tattoo on her chest who let a baby stick her hand in her pussy?
I didn't hear a word she just said, but it sounded funny. She's like, why is you mad, homie? You know, a chick with a tattoo on her motherfucking tit? I was like, what? The fuck? She could like 9 words and lumped them together for one word.
Let me slow down for the cholesterol, nigga. Since it blood pressure up. Who the fuck do you think I am? The chick who let her baby stick her hand in her pussy.
Oh, there you go. I got it.
Yeah, okay.
The funny thing is, me and Saget and Robert, have you been over to her house too?
No.
You have not.
No,
we went over to her house. It was a fun time. She doesn't want
somebody coming over with bigger titties than her.
Yes. I do regret spilling that. It was not worth the bit.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying so. Yeah, if she came over to one of your houses, you would have to warn your family first.
Oh, most definitely. I would shake that shit up.
If you came to my house?
No, I think your family probably
would. No, we should be. Yeah.
I, I probably would scare Bob Saget family.
No, no, no. Nobody's, it's just my wife and me. My daughters are old. They're 70, 90. They're old. No, they're in their 30s and late 20s. So, that yeah, they won't be there probably. So that'd be perfect.
Do you think your parents would be scared of me, Ari?
My parents?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know what to do with you. They, I mean, they met Joey Diaz, and they're like, he sends them CBD, so it's like nice. But like, they wouldn't know what to do with you.
Yeah, if you showed up at Ari's parents' store, they'd think they were signing for a FedEx package.
They're Orthodox Jews. We've been over this. They're like, they would try their best to be welcoming, but they'd be like, "What? Are you having sex with her?"
No, actually, like, with Pat, if my parents were alive, they would welcome her into the house. She wouldn't leave for 6 hours. They'd talk to her the whole time. She'd beg to leave. They would adore you. They honest to God, and all of you, actually, because they loved how fucked up we all are to
become
we've become. Rich, speaking mainly about Rich.
Okay. Rich
is a wonderful guy.
You should take me to your parents' house.
I should. I want to bring over for a Shabbos meal. I would just love to have you go, "What the fuck, Kugel?"
Yeah. What, you gonna bring me over for what?
What the fuck?
Google.
Do your daddy got them little things on the side of his head?
I ain't no go field to fish. What? No, he doesn't have those. He's just Orthodox. He's not Hasidic.
Okay.
What the fuck, Google?
The little things on the side of their head.
Voss, did your blood sugar go down?
He's afraid. You told him not to say anything.
I'm not afraid. I'm not gonna fuck up a good role.
What was the biggest thing?
I would.
What was the biggest thing that surprised you guys about being a parent that you had no idea about? Besides the hemorrhoids, that was fucking huge.
The fact that it doesn't end.
You got to teach him to read.
You got to what? You got to teach him to read, and then you got to learn first. So it's difficult.
I got fired during the pandemic the first week. I was doing math, and he got three problems wrong, and I got fired from teaching my kid.
I let Bonnie do it. You know, what the fuck? I'm not doing that shit. I'm not good. They got new math now. It's a whole new fucking math.
And new math? Did you just get off of Ellis Island?
No.
No, they do. They did. They redid math. You have to do, like, go over there, and if your neighbor doesn't have it, go to the friend. And it's stupid. It's
just
dumb.
Just when I got down the old math, they come out with a new fucking math. Fuck that, you know.
Well, my regret is that I didn't get more involved with stuff that I knew was happening or suspected when once they hit 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and things were in the house that I didn't know. Not dudes, but I had guys coming over to the house that said, Armie Hammer was at my house. And he goes, he's 16.
You trying to eat somebody?
Yeah, we had finger food for him. And he actually said, "You got a bathing suit I can borrow?" And I said to my daughter, "Does this guy think he has a fucking genius?" And then he stars in the Facebook movie, you know, Social Network. And it turns out he was, so I was wrong. And then now he's in a different place. Because he doesn't eat. You eat one person and people talk about you.
He ate somebody?
Yeah, they said that he was a cannibal, but I think he was just punning.
Yeah. They're like, "He's a cannibal." And like, you'd think there'd be some, like, well, I guess it wouldn't be any bodies. Yeah.
He's a talented guy.
Yeah.
I think Lone Ranger would have been better if he would have eaten Tonto at the end.
What about the drugs?
That'll quiet her fucking room.
What about the drugs? How do you get your kids not to do drugs?
Motherfucker. Yeah,
don't have you
don't
come
do
over.
Shit you can't afford.
Yeah.
Because I told my kids, "Look here, you ain't smoking no motherfucking weed to eat up my food stamps."
Bitch, you ain't on food stamps anymore. You got a Louis Vuitton.
I was, but I was like, "You ain't doing that shit to eat up my motherfucking food stamps."
Hey, let me ask you a question.
So now my son waited till my career took off, and now he a weed head.
Do you give your kids money now that you got some cash?
No, actually, my kids work for me. I don't give nobody shit because ain't nobody gave me shit.
So you make them work for...
Yeah, they all work on the set. And my daughter go on the road with me. And my son, he actually an Uber driver. He in school to be a nurse. And my other son work. I might loan you some money, but I ain't going to give you shit. Because if you give it to them, then they're going to think they're going to go out here. Ain't nobody going to give you shit out here but dick.
Where do you...
No, that's actually good advice. I saw it.
Look at the half applause. You can applaud, you fucking macho asshole.
He's so worried about
it. No, there was disdain earlier when I tried to be Dr. Phil earlier. So now they're just playing the game. Ari, do you when you went to her house, did you have the same observation that I had, which is this is a really good parent. She does it in her way. It's forceful. It's comedic.
Uh-huh.
But she's really fucking good.
Everybody comes in. She is the matriarch of the family for
completely.
Sure. Her yeah. husband just sits there and is like, handle it.
And he's a sweetheart.
Uh-huh. For sure. But she sent one. We ate dinner. And then about 10 minutes later, she goes, why don't you all go to a Taco Bell? And then she sent one of her kids to Taco Bell. And then she gave her like $40. They ate. It's a lot of Taco Bell if you do the math on Taco Bell. And then he came back with all Taco Bell. And then the kid went away. She said, where the fuck are you going? And she was like, what? And she was, give me the change.
I mean, because you can't. That's what's wrong with us. You know, I grew up poor and shit, and we want to give our kids shit we didn't have. Like, I literally just bought my son a Scat Pack car, a 2019, a $50,000 car. I said, don't speed. The motherfucker wrecked it in 3 weeks.
He was the one to play for the Raiders?
No.
That was your kid?
All black people don't look alike, Ari, but... I wish that was my son. No, but it wasn't his fault. But he was speeding and somebody hit him and he wrecked and he's like, another one. No, motherfucker. No, you wrecked a $50,000 car. So now you will be driving my big ass SUV running errands for me.
See, that's the difference. I bought my wife a Kia, so I don't care if she fucking wrecks it. You know what I mean?
I don't think you love your wife.
He's been saying he doesn't for years.
No,
she was very one note about it.
No,
she definitely doesn't love him.
You know, feet ugly? You say she ugly?
No, I didn't say she was ugly. I said her feet were ugly.
And what else did you say about her
pussy?
That
she has a flat ass.
You gotta go.
Oh yeah, fuck.
Listen. You gotta host the show.
Yeah,
Bob will catch up in 5 minutes.
And then I'll be on at the end of it. But I'll see you.
We love you, boss.
I'll see you guys later.
Don't
Rich Voss.
You left your free soda.
I did have a problem that my middle daughter, who is was when she was 16, she just got her license, and I told her not to drive other people because she had just gotten it. You have 6 months. She did, and they were all stoned, and they were in a parking lot, and she had to jump somebody's car, and the car rolled back and it scratched both doors on both cars. So it was like $4,000 in damage, but she got a ticket on the way there, and then she got a second ticket pulling out.
Oh, no.
So there was no way I wanted her to lose her license because that was too much. So I made her pay off the $4,000 that I paid cash. So I made her work at Cold Stones, and I said, where do you want to work? Where do you hate? She said, Cold Stones. I said, you're working at Cold Stones. And she went there, and you have to sing a song when you get a tip. And so my other daughter would jump out of the car and I'd give her $20 to give her a tip. And she would just sit there looking at me, just basically fuck you coming out of her eyes. And it was just, it was hilarious. And I let her stop at about $3,800. I figured that was enough. Like, but she had to do it. I was a deli clerk, you know, and do what you got to do.
My son worked at, I made my kids get a job because I'm like, if I can sell cocaine at 16, truly y'all can go work at my favorite restaurant, Chick-fil-A. So my son worked at Chick-fil-A because they gave a 30% discount to the family. And he worked there his whole high school till he graduated and he quit. I was like, why the fuck would you quit? And he was like, because it wasn't my pleasure. I said, you bitch.
My mom did the same thing, but she got a job at the local university. So we would get a discounted education. Oh. No. Teach their own.
Wow. That was uncomfortable. Apparently you don't.
You gotta do what you do. Hey, that was more important to his mama. A discount at Chick-fil-A was important to me.
I'm with Miss Pat.
Yeah.
I applied at Chick-fil-A, but I said I could only work Sundays.
Did you guys ever catch your kids shoplifting?
My kids have never. I got a story. So when we first moved in my all-white neighborhood where I live at, right? And so my son didn't have a charger. And he decided to go in Walmart when there's really no black families out there at the time and steal a car charger out of Walmart. And he didn't tell me that. They didn't arrest him. They gave him a ticket to go to court. So I'm like, what do you have this ticket for? He said, it's speeding. I'm like, well, what kind of fucking speeding ticket is $550? So I go up there to pay it off. And the lady, I was like, man, what kind of ticket did he get for $550? She said, that's not a ticket for speeding. He stole a car charger out of Walmart. I said, well, how much was it? They said, it's $20. I said, well, where the fucking car charger at, bitch?
And I slapped the shit out of my son. Right there in front of everybody at the courthouse. And I said, nigga, how you gonna walk in this white Walmart and steal when you standing out like a fucking ant? And they, you the first motherfucker they see. That's why you got caught. Why do you just fucking use the charger in the back of Walmart and put it back in the pack like I do and walk out the fucking store?
I didn't get a word of that. Fucking not one word.
I did. I got that. That's funny. As soon as you're like, it's for shoplifting, she's like sharpening her knuckles.
Actually, Ms. Pat has figured out the ultimate punchline for who she is that will always make me laugh with. I smacked the shit out of that kid. That's the end. Whatever the story is. And then we hugged, and then I smacked the fuck out of them.
Don't say that too loud. Lewis will have a shirt by the afternoon.
So mine's didn't really shoplift that I know of, other than my son stealing that one car charger. But I ain't play that shit, because I was telling, look here, motherfucker, you black, that's your first strike. Your second strike, you go to jail, you become a convicted felon, you ain't gonna never get no job. Right. And you ain't got half as sisters I got, bitch. This comedy working out for me. Motherfucker, you know you ain't college material, you warehouse material. Stop stealing. But I'm also one of them parents, I don't lie to my kids. You know how you take your kids out and your kids play football and baseball and you see that this kid ain't going nowhere, but yet and still they parents sign them up every year? I don't do that shit. My son played basketball one time, that nigga slid across that floor. I said, come here, let me talk to you for a minute. This ain't for you, bitch. Let's go football. We didn't even finish the season. He was horrible. I said, you fucking suck. And all the white parents like, how dare you? Bitch, your child suck too. Hey,
Ms.
So
Pat,
we quit.
Ms. Pat, can I send my kid to you for a couple of years?
Yeah. Because you know what? You give them false hope. You really do. We as parents set them up because you ain't every, the world ain't no trophy fucking world. You sit here and you don't tell them what they good at. You know what the fuck your child good is at. I know what my child can do. I got one in the basement. That bitch got 2 degrees because she was the best one I had. The other one gonna eat pussy. The other one always bagging. And Junebug just cute. I know what the fuck my kids can do.
Yeah, but the one that eats pussy is brilliant. She was making me laugh. She's a really good writer. So I think eating pussy pays off.
That's the wrong child. Don't put that pussy on her.
Oh, sorry. I get pussies confused.
That's the one eating pussy makes you a good writer.
I'm still thinking about her kids' pussy.
Which one's the gay one?
No.
I got confused.
What's crazy?
Clarify. Explain.
What's crazy? My daughter, my straight daughter, have to say, I'm not the gay one. No, my gay one is over there. She eat pussy.
You teach her how to do it good. You teach her to do a good job, no matter what.
I didn't teach her shit because I don't eat pussy. All right.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how she learned how to eat pussy. I guess by sucking on lemons.
You'll be able to hear this for afternoon specials at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on PBS, this entire podcast.
I mean, but you do have to be honest with your kids, and I think that's what's wrong with society. You're not honest with them, then they go off to think they can be any fucking thing. You can just tell them, hey, baby, you ain't good at this, but let's try this shit over here.
That's smart. Yeah, participation awards really ruined a lot.
Yeah, but you can also just let them do whatever the fuck they want.
But
you know, my kid wants to play lacrosse. Go ahead, play that. Well, he's in jiu-jitsu. He plays football.
If you got money to waste like that, I don't.
You got more money than me. What are you doing?
I don't give
a
fuck.
Show?
You ain't about to waste it, nigga, when you know you can't lacrosse. Fuck, it ain't free to lacrosse. It ain't free to jigsaw. Your son out there getting his ass whooped every week.
Jigsaw.
He out there getting punched in the face like a punching bag. Take that motherfucker to cheerleading. I'm not talking about your son. I'm just saying.
Take him to where? Cheerleading. Chili's? Like Chili's?
Cheerleading.
Does your kid work at Chili's too? Where's Chili's?
Your kid's going to be a cheerleader?
Cheerleader.
Oh,
that's
cheerleader.
What I was
trying to say.
Okay.
Oh, I actually thought Chili's the restaurant. I got confused. That food tastes like pussy.
You so funny, Ball.
how did you ever say
pussy this much in my whole life?
My husband hates for me to say pussy. He's like, oh, don't say that. I'm like, pussy. Like, you want some pussy? Like, no!
I like pussy. I just like them dripping.
Why don't you dump the bucket again? It played well the first time.
My tits are still wet.
I bet you got some salty titties, don't you?
No, I got a nice titty. Feel it.
No, I know. They salty. All fat boy titties are salty.
Oh, I thought you said soggy. Oh, yeah, this
salty.
I do have
you gonna stop
titties.
Acting like you don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Oh,
motherfucker. All these people are faking it. Nobody here.
No, but
this is all bullshit.
But cheerleader, I was there.
Cheerleader, nobody knew what the fuck you were talking about. I thought you meant chilies.
How'd your daughter come out of the closet to you? Was she worried about it? Were you worried about it, telling her?
No. I got to go do the show at the other thing there, so I'm going to go do that. But I love all of you, and one of you in particular, and Bob.
I'll be down there.
No, Ms. Pat, I'm just going to hug you because I just love you so much, and I love all you guys. And Bob. And these wonderful people, please forget
Bob
everything
Saget,
you heard.
Everybody. Bob Saget. Thanks for coming by, bro. Thanks, buddy. How did she come out of the closet for you?
I just, well, she went missing for a while, and I just
was she
her.
Lost in pussy? She was like Martin Lawrence. She was just swimming in one.
Probably was. But she went off to Virginia for a while. And so I just asked her, I said, and I already knew she was gay. So I said, hey, just tell me, are you gay? And she was like, yeah. So well, at the time I was living in Atlanta, I said, well, come on home to Atlanta. You can eat a lot of pussy down here. And she came back home. So that's pretty much how she came. I ain't never asked her what she ate or what she did. I really didn't give a fuck because I already knew she was fucking gay.
Yeah. Did the other sisters make fun of her?
No, everybody support her gayness.
Because you're the oldest.
She's right there. She's
that's
right
Miss
there.
Pat's kid for sure. I'll beat your ass.
What's your question, Ari? Ask it again.
Do the other kids make fun of you? I was going to say, but...
No, don't nobody fuck with her for being gay. We know she's gay and she's nasty.
You a freak?
Yes. She got a dildo with nut hairs.
Damn.
And a vein and it skeet Sprite in your mouth. That's what she told me.
What? It comes in your mouth?
Yes, Sprite. Your favorite soda.
I don't like Sprite. I like Sea Herbs.
You fill
well, you
up.
Can put what? Sea Herbs in the nuts.
Why is she getting something that's shaped like the thing she hates?
I know, right? And then she told me now they come heated with a vein going through it. If, I'm like, do you know if that fucking vein pop, it could electrocute your pussy?
She doesn't shoot the Sprite into her pussy.
I don't
oh,
know.
Man, maybe she does. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know why I even commented.
Ask her. I don't want to know about
now
that.
Now I like leaking pussies.
By the way, if dicks actually shot out Sprite, oh. There'd be a lot less lesbians.
Yeah. There'd be a lot more gay guys, too.
Yeah, yeah. I might be into it.
All the skankfests are just sucking each other off, eating burgers.
Why am I trying to get this fresh salmon when I get Sprite all day? I once shoplifted, and my dad, from my cousin, I stole a comb that looked like really cool. And he
for
was like,
what?
I look cool. I wanted it. And he goes, you got to go back there and tell him you stole it. It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever done. Had to go, I'm like, I stole this from you earlier. And I'm really sorry. It was so fucking embarrassing. It didn't stop me from shoplifting, though. I do it consistently now. So maybe you should have beat my ass.
See, he did it too easy. I'd have broke that comb across your head and then make you take it back. And then I would have paid for it, but I would have embarrassed you. I'd have beat your ass in the store. One time I had a niece who was stealing, my niece, I never forget, her name is Crystal. And this bitch was stealing Kool-Aid, but she opened it up and poured it all in her mouth, so she foaming blue shit. So I'm like, what's in your mouth? No, nothing. I'm like, bitch, you turning into some blue shit coming out your mouth. And I'm like, you stealing Kool-Aid packages, bitch? 10 cents. And I slapped the shit out of her, and she blew a blue bubble.
Stealing Kool-Aid.
You said she's turning into something.
That's like when you pee in the pool, you know, and it makes that purple thing around you.
What the fuck is wrong with your piss?
No, it's what they put in the pool. It's
no, I've never seen nothing turn blue.
It was a rumor. They always said they're going to put stuff in the pool. You guys heard that, right? Yeah. To make kids not pee. They were like, it'll turn blue and you'll be embarrassed.
Oh, I never heard that.
That's not true. It's a myth.
It's a myth.
I know. I piss all the time in the pool. That's why. Yeah. That's why I was wondering, did he have an STD when he let that piss go?
It burns. I shit in the pool, and it does leave a cloud for sure. You can't swim away with it from it fast enough. But you're not going to get out, get dry, shit, come back. It's not realistic.
I hope you don't shit in the pool.
I have once, but...
I shit in the lake once. It was nothing better. It's like shitting in space.
It is. Good. It's amazing,
and then
right?
It just... All of a sudden, you just count one, two, three, bloop, bloop, and it pops up.
I want to know, how did you wipe your ass?
I didn't. I just fucking made fish food with my asshole.
All water. Just wipe it out. It's all water. Just,
all of a sudden, there's a bunch of little bass around your asshole.
I did.
So, wait a minute. So, you mean to tell me, as thick as you is, you walk all day at the lake with leftover shit in between your cheeks?
It was a pond.
And that shit didn't burn?
It was a pond until Bobby got into it.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
That hurt. That, like, hurt my feelings. That's when you know. You know it's really good, and you're like, it kind of hurt. It didn't make me feel good. I pictured the little pond, and then...
I saw the little pond, too. And then you dropped that turd, and it turned into a lake.
Yeah, wait, so what'd you do? How'd you shit do? Did it feel good? Robert?
When I shit in the lake?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was so beautiful. It just comes out, and then pinches off, and then float. It makes a little sound. And then you got to kind of stay away from it like a game.
You got to read the
but
tides.
But I tell you what, though, I got yelled at because I was staying with, you know, a cousin who owned the lake house. And my mother left us there with this fucking lunatic. He's like 6'4". He just got divorced. He was an alcoholic. And I was out and I was giggling because there was, I just shit in a lake and it was floating. It was kind of funny.
Wait a minute, you was a kid?
Yeah, I was a kid.
Oh, I thought your grown ass now shitted in the lake.
Oh, no, I've done that, too. I've shit in the lake as an adult, but it wasn't as fun.
One time, I went to East Timor, and there's this island on the edge of it, and, like, you got to get a fisherman to take you over there, all natural. You can't stay there. And I walked all the way through this jungle, and at the end, it just felt like the end of the world. And as soon as I got there, I was, like, just got completely naked and then took a shit in the ocean. I felt like I'd own it that way.
I've never done anything like that before.
We've shit outside together.
We have shit outside together. It's a wonderful feeling, shitting outside.
Oh, shitting by. You put your back on the tree and then squat down, and you have to dig a hole, and then you just shit in the hole.
Yeah.
That's the way you're supposed to shit, like a Vietnam guy.
A Vietnamese person?
Yeah, you're supposed to squat.
A Vietnam guy. Yeah, you're supposed to squat.
You did not squat.
That's the way you're supposed to shit. You're supposed to sit.
Show him, Bob. Yeah. And then you shit right out like that.
You did not do that and pushing at the same time. There's no fucking way, Bobby.
I swear to God.
His wife held him up. His wife held him, but she had to cross her arms. To hold him off the ground.
Did you wipe your ass?
Yeah, you wipe. Yeah, of course I did. I'm not an animal. You wipe your ass, use your paper towels. I'm not the paper towel, toilet paper. Bury that, and then use a baby wipe on the last just to get the mustard. I mean, that's how you wipe your ass, right? You wipe, and then use a baby wipe and make sure there's no yellow mustard, and then you're good.
Is that what you call it, mustard?
Well, if there's no yellow, you're good. Then
you know
can...
he Italian because they like that shit.
Well, this concludes the podcast on parenting. everybody, one more time for my guest, Robert Kelly. And my future wife, Miss Pat. One day, Pat, one day, you and me, till the end of time. Guys, thank you very much for coming. This has been Ari Shaffir, Kevin Tech. I appreciate it. I don't do these live, but this was fun the way we do it. I'll do more of these. Have a good night, everybody.
Got some new bitches. Trail got them laughing. The one that gave me hiccups, sucked the nail out of casket. Shotgun on the kitchen table, bullet shells in a cabinet. Fucking with me is like stepping on the tail of a dragon. Wet pussy is my cabin. More bitches than a pageant. I keep a house full. Nigga, call me Bob Saget. Spending time backwards, hotter than a cactus. And we ain't in the building. We the fucking contractors.
I told you she was nuts. I told you she's gonna take over. I mean, how could she not? How could Miss Pat not? And her kids were all there watching us. That was fucking great. I like her kids too. They're great. Watch it back, Miss Pat's husband, whose name I forgot. I'm coming for you. I won't come for you. But as soon as you're out of the picture, dude, it might be when you're 80. I'm moving right into that house. And those are going to be my kids. And they're going to disrespect me. There's no way. Dude, if I had to take over the Miss Pat's family, I mean, there's no way those kids would listen to a goddamn word I'd said. Anyway, you guys, the COVID casts from my quarantine here in Central Florida are going to be coming on Patreon. I don't know. Maybe I'll do a solo cast next week for the fucking major one. Or maybe I'll do an outdoors with Steve Simone, who's had it a bunch of times already. I don't know. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, here's my road schedule one more time real quick. Get tickets right now at arishafir.com. Get tickets right now, arishafir.com. We got in December, November's over now, in December, 2nd through the 4th, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, December 2nd through the 4th, tickets at arishafir.com with the Dark Queen, Adrian Appalucci. Boston, at the Wilbur, December 9th. And there's one more in December. San Antonio, Texas. December 17th through the 19th-ish. 18th through the 20th. 19th through the 21st. Whatever that Thursday, Friday, Saturday is. In San Antonio, Texas, tickets are arishafir.com. Also, Cleveland, Phoenix, Denver, and SLC. All on the schedule coming up. Oh, and then I got a big announcement coming. Should I just announce it? Fuck. I should have announced it before. I'll just tease it now. Me and Robert Kelly and Big J Okerson are going on the road to Michigan. We're doing a couple venues, a couple cities. We're going to have fun. And pre-sale will be announced soon. But it's going to be in March, at the end of March. And it's going to be a fucking blast. So fucking get ready. Follow Robert Kelly. And follow Big J Okerson and follow me for updates. But you're going to want to get tickets immediately because it's theaters and you want to get seats up front. Maybe we're going to add one like comedy club on the Thursday. But I think it's the March 25th weekend. So that'll be fucking rad. I'm looking forward to that one. All right, you guys. This has been Ari Shaffir Skeptic. Oh, that's it. This has been Ari Shaffir Skeptic. Do you remember that song, Mother, Mother? Wasn't that a good song? That was from high school. Mother, Mother. This has been Ari Shaffir Skeptic, episode 47. Mother of the Year for Robert Kelly, Bob Saget, Rich Voss, and above all, what? And above all, Miss Pat. The fucking scooter went by. Goddamn, dude, it was one of those bikes where you lean all the way back and like dork bikes. Dude, oh, I got to tell you this too. Marissa, make a clip of this. I went to Harry Potter World and there were so many fucking nerds that I wanted to push. I don't want to punch them. I mean, punching them would be good. I just want to push them down. You're a fucking grown up with your grown up wife and you're wearing robes and I wanted to push you. And I get it. You're allowed. I get you're allowed. And why not wear fucking... I'm all about dressing the part. I'm all about costumes. If anything Ari Shaffir stands for is, hey, when you're out at a social event, you fucking dress up specifically for that social event. Have some fun. Wear you might know it for lamoids, like you're going to a football game, wear a jersey. You know, you're going to a baseball game, wear a jersey. You're going to a wedding, wear a suit. So for me, I'm all about dressing up, but it doesn't mean that the bully in me doesn't want to shove these fucking Potter nerds. Can I ask you a question too about Harry Potter? Why? Okay, he's the one, right? First of all, why are they always surprised? Like, oh, you picked out this wand. Well, that's very interesting. Well, is it interesting? You know, he just almost got killed by Voldemort and only survived as a baby because he fucking put a baby spell on Voldemort. Why is it that interesting? Oh, Harry Potter is able to steal the Quidditch. By the way, Quidditch is the dumbest fucking game where you can play the whole fucking game and have a full score and then 1 point at the end and then it's all done. Like Can Jam. That's my same problem with Can Jam. You can fucking throw it through the hole, and the whole game was negated. Dumb game. Dumb rules. Dumb game. Everyone has a problem with the fucking trans-exclusionary radical feminism, but no one has a problem with the fact that Quidditch, you can just negate the whole fucking game. You played an hour and a half. The fucking Death Eaters are chasing you, and all you gotta do is catch the ball, and all of it's negated. Those are dumb rules. Get it together, Ari. Here's my biggest issue. So Harry Potter is the one, right? He's the Matrix one. And every time he comes, like, Harry Potter's back. Oh, my God. And then at the end of the school year, they go send him back with this fucking child-abusing family and make him go live under the stairs. Make him get beat up by fucking the fat brother, half-brother. Oh, Harry, how was your summer, Harry? Well, not great. I don't know why you won't give me summer school. Let me hang out on campus. There's Fox Hogsmeade. I can just get some fucking butterbeer at Hogsmeade and put some fucking booze in it. Goddamn Universal. I ordered a fucking butterbeer, and you're going to tell me afterwards, that it's alcohol-free? I waited in line to get a butterbeer. And then you're going to tell me, no, it's just butterscotch fucking soda. Come on, dude. I want reparations. Listen, black people, I get it. You had a tough time. You had a tough time in this country. And slavery seems unpleasant. But none of you remember being a slave. That's all you're hit. Not even your parents. I don't even think your grandparents. How long ago was slavery? Over 75 years, right? I don't even think your grandparents remembered slavery. So you want your reparations? And I'm down with you getting it. But you have to support me getting reparations for waiting 35 minutes in line to get a beer with no alcohol. Come on. How was your summer, Harry? How's Harry? What did you do this summer? Well, I spent most of it locked in a cage underneath the steps. Yeah, I'm the one, and you let me go home to a family that fucking beats the shit out of me, doesn't even feed me, and makes me do the dishes? God, this will not stand. Fun theme park, though. I guess let's call the episode. Yeah, see, I have good outros, too. Some people say I just have good intros, but sometimes outros are quite good as well. You got to pay attention to these outros. Usually you don't. So I'm seeing all these guys with fucking robes on and fucking wands. Listen, if you're a little kid, sure, I'm not going to push you. Your parents are probably there. But if you're an adult wearing a robe, and I get the fact that you should be allowed to do it. Yeah, you're into Harry Potter world. I get that. You're into the whole fucking mythology of it. It doesn't mean I don't want to shove you over. It doesn't mean I'm not fucking fighting everything inside me to not lean down and have someone else push you and so you fall over my back. It doesn't make me go, hey, I'm sorry, but you do have a spot on your shirt. You're nerds, and I'm a bully. And bullies beat nerds. Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats paper. Paper beats... What does paper beat? Rock. And I'm a bully, and you're a nerd, and I want to push you. But I guess you won because the laws in this country are bend over backwards to protect these fucking nerds from the fucking bullies who were made to bully them. Well, how about some fucking bully respect? I need to get my shit out. And my shit is shoving you. Did anybody believe that I'm actually a bully? I wasn't in school, but now that I'm an adult, I guess I want to be. Yeah, if I went back to high school or grade school, I'd be bullying. I know now that no one would tell on you. Times might have changed, though. Anyway, you guys, that's the episode. Ari Shaffir Skeptic, episode 448, Mother of the Year with Miss Pat and others, including me, Robert Kelly, Bob Saget, Rich Voss. Over and out. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Dear Mr. Jesus, I just had to write to you. Something really scared me when I saw it on the news. A story about a little this right to you.
Tell my daddy, but my mommy hates me too.